Part 1.
Sefton stepped back from his picture. "Rest now, please," he said. Miss Rose Rose, his model, threw the striped blanket around her and seated herself on the floor near the big stove. For a few moments, Sefton stood motionless, looking critically at his work. Then he laid down his palette and brushes and began to roll a cigarette. "Well," he said, "I've got the place hot enough for you today, Miss Rose."
"You have indeed," said Miss Rose. "The trouble with these studios is the drafts."
She was extremely beautiful. Every pose she took was graceful. She knew her work well and did it well. On one occasion, when sitting for the great painter Merion, she had kept the same position without a rest for 3 hours. But you could not absolutely depend upon her. Sometimes she kept her appointments, sometimes she arrived an hour or two late, or sometimes she didn't arrive at all. Sefton continued to work hard for half an hour in silence. Then his eyes felt tired and he said he could not see any longer. "We'll stop for today," he said. Miss Rose Rose retired behind the screen. "Tomorrow at 9.
"I could be here by 9:15.
"Right," said Sefton as he put on his coat. When Rose Rose came out from behind the screen, she was wearing a blue dress and a hat.
"I say, Mr. Sefton," said Rose, "I know you said you'd pay me at the end of the sittings, but..."
"Oh, you don't want any money. You're known to be rich," he joked.
"I know what you're thinking, Mr. Sefton. You think I don't mean to come tomorrow. That's because of Mr. Merion, isn't it? He's always saying things about me. And all because I was once late, with a good reason for it, too."
"Well, here's your money, Miss Rose, but will you really be here in time tomorrow?"
"You needn't worry about that," said Miss Rose eagerly. "I'll be here by 9:15. I'll be here if I die first. Good afternoon, and thank you, Mr. Sefton."
"Good afternoon, Miss Rose." Sefton didn't feel sure of her, but it was impossible for him to refuse to pay her what he really owed. He picked up his hat and went out. He walked the short distance from his studio to his flat, then changed his clothes and took a cab to the club for dinner. He played a game of billiards after dinner and then went home. His picture was very much in his mind. He wanted to be up early in the morning, so he went straight to bed.